The American way of dying is a $20 billion industry in this country, one that has never worried too much about its impact on the environment. According to one estimate, the funeral industry buries enough metal every year to build another Golden Gate Bridge. But there's a new trend in the industry, biodegradable coffins. Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton has the story of a Waimanalo company that's adapting to that trend in today's reality check. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
All right. This story got me thinking about how whatever the opposite of green is, how non-green the funeral industry really is.
Well, yes. There's been a fair amount written about this recently. A fairly new book called Grave Matters goes into this into some depth. But yes, generally people are starting to really take a look at this and think about this. As you said, you know, massive amounts of metal being buried in the ground every year, and formaldehyde-based embalming fluids, that sort of thing. So, you know, even the industry is really looking at this and saying, we should offer people other options.
Well, what are the other options, Stuart?
Well, again, there are a number of things. There's a trend to not requiring embalming. Again, most states do not require that by law, so that is something that already is out there, and more people are getting educated about it. The same with more environmentally friendly embalming fluids. There are things like cremation urns made out of Himalayan salt that sort of dissolve in the ocean or underground easily if they were buried. A number of options are caskets made of wicker and seagrass. And again, in the case of the company that we talked to this week, they're making caskets out of reclaimed wood. This is wood that really would be thrown away, buried in a landfill, or chipped for mulch or something, but instead they're making coffins out of it.
One of the things about the traditional funeral industry that takes a lot of families by surprise is the sheer cost.
Yes. We spoke to the National Funeral Directors Association, and the cost of a funeral, the median cost in by the most recent numbers, was about $7,000. And more than half of that goes for things that are generally not really considered green. That's an expensive, maybe metal coffin, embalming, and a vault. This is most cemeteries require a sort of concrete vault that the casket goes into. So, yes, it can be very expensive. A green funeral with a degradable casket in a field, a sort of natural green cemetery that doesn't have vaults, might have unmarked graves. It'll give you a general location where your loved one is buried. Could be much, much less expensive.
Is that a coming trend? Is that being adapted by a new generation? Adopted by a new generation?
It seems like it is. Again, the Courtney Gusick, who is the founder of the company that we profiled, that's what they did with her father in Oregon when he died. And it really does seem to be something. I don't know that it's happening here yet, but she certainly wants to do that here, and it seems like it's only a matter of time.
It does seem, you know, that so many other industries have really revised the materials they use. It does seem as if this industry is a late bloomer in a sense, yeah?
It does. And again, that's really why we wrote about this. Again, it's such a new company. We really usually wouldn't write about something that's so new, but it is a new company that's on part of a trend that really seems to be here to stay.
Well, we'll just have to see. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.